actually thinking. But they can be long, sorry, whenever there is thinking about anything. But then Panya arrives and says, it's only thinking. It's not seeing right now. It's not hearing. Come back to the moment of reality, which is different from thinking. To say that thinking is only a moment, like seeing is a moment, hearing is a moment.
Thinking things you can see.
Right. Think,
again and again. You can hear, but it's not...
From day to day, from life to life. Wake up, eat, sleep, and then wake up again. Eat and sleep, and full of long stories.
Just a toxic
eating, attaching, and sleeping.
There's no walking. It's only seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and thinking, isn't it? All kinds of activities.
It's like only that, and no more. When it's next time, another story, another book, different chapter.
Just more experiences through the sense.
Because we see, we say it's vipaka, but thinking, but the self thinks that it's my vipaka. I can see, I can.
Call it anything, just learn to understand the characteristic as just a reality, and each one is different, and it will never be come back at all. Just arise to understand or to ignorance, that's all. Whenever there is an ignorance, there is attachment. But Panya can be strong enough to understand that that is a reality, not me. Only a moment of
that
thinking.
Yeah.
Very natural. It has to be very natural. Otherwise, the desire, attachment is there for something different from sense of.
Like when you said earlier that all that seeing that happens and we don't realize it's conditioned, it's just ignorance of the true nature of reality. There can be awareness from time to time.
And Panya knows whether there is awareness or no awareness. So all depends on Panya, because all the teachings of the Buddha concern right understanding. Every word. So it's very precious.
Ajahn, usually we used to think in terms of situation, this is conditioned, this is in terms of situation, but not in terms of realities.
It will bring to understand reality now, or just think about it on and on and on. So one can see that, why do we learn, why do we read? What about the intellectual understanding? Just for understanding whatever appears. Until then one knows that the result of accumulation of understanding is to understand whatever appears right now. Otherwise, it's only pariyatti, no patibhatti, no pativeda. But it will lead by sankhara khanda, from pariyatti to patipatti and to be sure of panya, that it can understand anything by conditions, not by not knowing and trying to know. It's different. It's the fake one to think that it can arise by not understanding whatever appears. Just do something, and then there can be the understanding of whatever appears. That's not possible, not reasonable.
So having the confidence that Panya can and
right.
will, if there are the
right
conditions arise,
right.
that is confidence based on one's understanding of the teachings.
Right. Satyayana.
Also it's patience.
And one can see the difference between ignorance and Panya. The time, the more before we study, is different from moment of beginning to understand. There is a reality which appears now, but learn to understand it as it is, little by little, as not self. Because it's gone, so how can it be I?
Can we say that no moment of understanding is wasted?
Just live. to eat, to sleep, to be attached, and then next life, next person, again and again, exactly the same. Nothing can be owned at all. Kun Ivan didn't own his body.
When I say that eating is eating, I just mean that Rupa is eating and Nama is there. Nama with Rupa. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes we eating and we thinking something else.
And there,
it's not actually. Yeah.
And there is also another meaning of eating too. We are now eating Dhamma.
Yeah.
See? And what eats, Lopa eats, or understanding eats, Dhamma now, Javana.
Why eats?
It eats. It eats objects.
Experiences. Consumes objects. Yeah. Consumes.
All Nama? All Nama or only Lopa or Panya consumes?
Javana moments.
Javana.
Yeah.
That can be with Lopa or with Panya. Yeah.
So when you eat food with Lopa, and when you eat reality with right understanding.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
One eats all day.
Yeah. Eating by thinking.
Yeah. Because you see that at moment of taste, one thinks that one is eating at moment of having taste. But what about other object when it's not taste, but it's visible object, and so it's exactly the same, just eat different.
But do you mean eating realities while eating?
At that moment, no one eats. Yeah. Now,
you take them towards you.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you see that after seeing, there is Lopa or Dosa, see? And Javana eats the object with such reality, attachment or aversion. Eating any object all day, not only food. Food only tastes just one doorway, and the other doorway is exactly the same. So another way to explain or talk about reality is to see the truth in a day. So one is so full up with ignorance.
We are eating all day and never get full.
Tanha. Especially pleasant feeling. It's like the water at the tip of a finger. You get it, not enough. One more, another all the time. Yeah. Now we are eating.
We're going to eat, yeah.
Yeah.